Welcome to today's podcast. My name is Vanessa Gentile.
And I'm Stefan Lendi.
We are excited to dive into Holcim's journey of digital transformation and how they are leveraging Salesforce products and AI to drive excellence in global sales.
Today, we're joined by Juan Beltran, Global Sales Excellence Digital Manager at Holcim, who will share insights into the tools that Holcim is using, their current AI projects, and what's next on their roadmap. Juan, it's a pleasure to see you.
Juan, thank you for joining.
No, thank you to you for the invitation. Really happy to be here with you.
Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, I can do a quick introduction
about you.
Me. So I'm Juan Beltran, originally from Spain. Currently, I work at Holcim as a Sales Excellence Digital Manager, where I have only one mission, try to make sure our commercial teams, they are happy with our digital tools. That's my main mission, that they are really happy and they feel that they are efficient, that they are able to do more. And that's what I do.
At Holcim, you have already implemented a range of Salesforce products. Could you just give us a high-level overview of how these products have supported digital transformation and how these products are integrated into your strategy at Holcim?
Yes, absolutely. We are a very decentralized company. Very decentralized company. So probably we use all your products in our countries. At the end, in our business, in our company, it's more up to the regions or countries to decide about which products they need. Because our business is very local. Cement and concrete does not travel very well. So it is very local. The nature of the local market is very different. So at the end, they need to decide. So we use for sure Sales Cloud, Service Cloud, CRM Analytics, Einstein. We use a lot of stuff, MuleSoft, Slack. Yeah, we use all. But for me, it's very difficult to say to you, here we use that, here we use this other thing.
But what you're saying, Juan, is you're using the products globally, but tailored to every market, to the specific needs of the markets, of the clientele, because although at Holcim you are a big global corporation, it is still a very local business, as you said.
Exactly. It's adapted to the needs of the market. And we use what is needed there. COVID's helping us. I will give you one clear example that for me is the most successful, if I have to say, is how it helped us to be more productive and do more stuff in less time. And this is going to sound a little bit funny, but I remember I discovered that one of our countries, one of our markets, they have account engagement, also known as Pardo previously. So they were having Pardo, but they didn't take the full potential of Pardo. So what they did, there was a guy who is dedicated to specification selling, basically trying to get in touch with engineers, architects, contractors, owners, trying to get in touch with them. He normally collaborates with an agency that he provides these contacts. They provide to him a list of the emails of all these engineers and architects. And what he did was, with the Word template, he went there, copy, open Gmail, and paste it one by one. And he sent, in 2022, he sent close to 2,000 emails that way, one by one. And then for me, it was like a big surprise, like, come on, you don't have a marketing automation tool in your organization? Maybe. Then I check with the guys, do you use Marketing Cloud or do you use... No, we use account engagement. And I was like, no, you don't use it. You have it, but you don't use it. And it was a very clear success case for him when I showed him, hey, you can this sentence play, you add it there, you, from that template, you can customize so you don't refer to the customer, dear customer, you can personalize a little bit more. And just create a journey from there and send communication, and you can send a follow-up. And you know what? You will be able to see how this email performs, who opens the email, who clicks, who schedule a meeting with you.
He was over the moon.
But he was really amazing. And you know what? Before he didn't have full visibility about who opens the email or he wants to meet with him. Maybe someone called him, but he wasn't completely sure. It was from the emails he sent. He got a result that in the same week he sent the email, he got three meetings in his calendar. They wanted to meet with him, and they said, wow, we didn't know that at Holcim you have such a cool, sustainable products. And he managed to specify for big projects in the that they will be happen in the future. So was a big success. So this is for me one of the there is more ways how Salesforce is adding value, but I think this is the a very simple one, very easy one. We are a very industrialized company, so of course, often for us, we are not that close in touch with technology, especially from our commercial teams. And for him, was like, wow, one, I wasn't aware that I was capable to do that. That's just the beginning. That's the top of the iceberg. There is much more.
And Juan, tell me, Holcim is currently on an AI journey. Can you tell us more about this pilot and how it's enhancing customer experience?
You know, I said before, our business is really simple, it's really basic. And the way our customers, they place orders, is very basic. Basically, what they do is they take the phone, they call the sales rep, send me another truck tomorrow. Done. How you improve that? How you can improve that? We have customer portals where you need to log in, go there, click, select product, confirm, and you need to go through the whole process, and it's not faster than call the sales rep and say, hey, send me another truck. It's not easier. So I remember early 2022, we were discussing how we can improve that. And you know, early 2022, I was aware of the generative AI, but even not the ChatGPT 3.5 wasn't live at that point, wasn't available for all the people, you know? And we were like thinking, how we can make that happen? We go some proposals, hey, you can make using intents, like, okay, this is a chatbot, you can open a catalog there. But this wasn't easier and simple than send me another track.
Right, so it still was the analog phone call, send me another truck. That was still the simplest way. Did you stick to that? How do you combine that very simple way of ordering another truck with AI?
We stick to that, and was thanks to generative AI, and we saw how it was progressing and growing exponentially. And when we start to saw the ChatGPT, like, okay, this is something that may work. So we started piloting, doing some tests, and say, okay, this might be will be the solution. And then we started to working with you how to bring this solution to life. And basically what we do is we use a platform that is well adopted as WhatsApp. So there is like, it's already adopted, it's well used by our customers. They don't need an introduction about how to use WhatsApp. And then we add an LLM behind and the generative AI behind to orchestrate the process to understand, send me another track is I go to the back end, I check who you are, this is your phone number, so that's you, that's your contract, that's the product you have available, that's the latest 5 products you order, so I'm going to propose you the more often from the last 5, this is the one I'm going to propose you. Still, you can modify, you can say to the AI, oh, this is not the one I want. I don't want the track tomorrow. Can you send it next week? Or I don't want one track and I want 2 tracks. So that was basically the concept behind. But it was very simple. I want a track of cement. In the system behind is like, I want 28 tons of the reference, the SKU, CM, blah, 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 whatever number it is. So that is like, that's the magic of it, is understanding this very natural language from the customer and make it easy for him. So it's like...
Because you have all the data on your end at Holcim. Everything's there. All the knowledge is there. So send me another truck, which usually only made sense to a human that picks it up. And then does the research in the system, all of that is now automated.
Yeah. We have the data. We have the data. To be very honest with you, we were doing most of the latest 20, 30 years. We were very rich in transactional data. But we never tried to monetize to... try to retrieve the value out of it. Always was more about the, okay, let's for reporting purposes, not for really try to deliver value to our customers. And this is really very convenient. You as a customer, you forgot to place the order for the next day before going to bed. It's like, okay, I forgot. Sales rep is not working already. Let's open the phone. Let's write, send me another truck tomorrow. confer, done. It's very convenient. So it's really a big thing for us. Hey, we are still, we will go live early October with that. Early October, mid-October, we will go live. And I'm talking to you about one of our business lines that is the simple one, that is cement business. There is max can be in a contract 10 different products. Mm-hmm. We have business lines that there are 50, 60, mm-hmm. that we need to find a way how the AI can really handle that complexity.
And this brings me to the next question. What are the challenges actually that you are facing by implementing AI?
I mean, with this project specifically, there was like, you know, too chatty. You could, when we were testing, you could easily ask, can you please send me a track with a chicken, with full of chickens? And we'll reply you, yes, you have a track full of chickens. And you could have a conversation with it, like very open, and you could ask a lot of things. And this was one of the biggest challenges we face. The other was like to make sure that was going in the direction of what we want and driving the customer or steering the customer to place an order. Mm-hmm. That's the big thing. Another challenge we are still facing, we want to do propose proactively to the customer. An order, like, okay, they normally, they order every week the same day. From logistic purposes, it's very convenient, so you can place the tracks in the best moment. So it's like, hey, you normally, you order a track every Tuesday. Do you want to place an order? And it's good. Hey, you normally, you order every Tuesday, but placing the order today, you can get a discount because mm-hmm. it's more convenient for us. You want to make it, instead of tomorrow, make it today. Yes, good. So for us, it's very convenient, and that's a challenge we are facing because it's more invasive. It's more invasive when you are the one pushing for that.
And actually, you bring me also to a business case. You can also say tomorrow or next week we have a business or a bank holiday. Do you want to consider that and place your order before, you know, or Christmas time? You can order and place your order. Remember the customer to place the order before, because then it will be in this state, in this country, a bank holiday, and you maybe don't think about it, right? And then you can remember the customer and serve the customer differently.
No, absolutely. This is one of the clear cases that we could provide value to the customer. Say, hey, order now because maybe tomorrow you will not be able to do it. So
yeah, exactly. That's super cool.
No, it's an increase in customer service quality there. I'm just wondering, and just as Vanessa did, exploring what other areas of sales and customer engagement could be improved, could be made more effective, made more efficient through AI. What are you exploring there?
There is, like most of the companies, we are not a tech company. We are innovative, but we are not a tech company. Yeah. We are just scratching the surface about what we can do. There is plenty of things that we have an ideas what we could do. Yes, still there is like, we want to equip our teams to be able to do more, but I want to give you one clear example, something that will be very useful for us. This is the case of the RFPs, or request for proposal, or tenders. Mm-hmm. We receive a lot of them from construction companies that they got granted a construction project. And we have in our countries resources that they went through these RFPs. Normally they are 500, 1,000 pages. And we have a dedicated team that they go through this document, they scan it, and they try to retrieve opportunities out of it. Problem, there are too many projects. These guys, they are just focused normally in one business line, so they only care about concrete or cement or whatever they are checking there. And they, human mistakes, they can miss something. And this can happen. And often we don't have enough resources, so we only focus on the big projects. All the small ones that even we are able to serve, we don't have the time or the resources to really take a look into it. So for us, this is how the AI can really help us with taking these documents, checking them from top to bottom of the document, finding all the opportunities for all our business lines, because this goes also together with our strategy. We want to help our customer from foundations to rooftop to really find everything what is there for us, where we can support our customers, and with less, with more accuracy. That's the main thing. Be much more accurate about what we find there, and faster. I mean, like, we found often, you know, some resistance from this team, like, okay, I mean, I just want summary of it. I said, why do you want a summary? It's better just to get the, with the button, you do the same questions to the document always. Just click a button, retrieve the opportunities, we'll find it for you. You take a look just to make sure that they are good. And why not to quote already and send a quote to the customer? Click, quote, it's good, it's okay, send it to him. It's already there. This is a big thing for us. This is the big thing for us. There is more things, you know, because we always talk about generative AI lately, but there is also the predictive part that also goes together with the predictive maintenance, forecasting, mm-hmm. pricing, all this stuff. Of course, we are exploring now that it's more trendy than ever, but of course, for us as a manufacturing company, it makes a lot of sense.
And how are you preparing your employees, your teams for this transformation?
That's a good question. That's a good question because, you know, I think I've read recently that the number of users of ChatGPT, for example, is around 200 million.
Oh, my God.
And I think in July they have 4 billion of visitors in their website.
So everyone's using it. That's what you're saying, right?
It's crazy, but I do believe that most of the people, they are still in the beginner mode. I think they really don't know all the things they can do with that. So we want to equip our team with the best possible tools to really be able to trigger and use properly, effectively, generative AI. But at the same time, of course, we have the concern about our data, about that. Of course, we love the Einstein Translator that is offering
but,
that.
But let us stay with the human beings just for another second. One thing is equipping them with the right tools. The other thing is making sure they are onboarded. They are happy to use those tools. There is no fear of new technology, of new tech, which we see in other companies. How are you doing this? How are you getting them on board and to support these changes and this transformation?
Yes, we have a dedicated team that is providing a training often to them, trying to make sure that they really know the technology, they know how to really use it, who can provide value to them. Still, in my company, there is some resistance to technology still, but when they find all the things that they can do, how they can be more effective with what they do, they see immediately the value, immediately the value. One clear case is, and it's a very basic one, summary of big chains of emails. Mm. When you have like big chains of emails where you are mentioned somewhere and it's like, okay, you have very limited time, you go, you check all of them, summary, I mentioned there somewhere, yeah? Do I need to do something about it? Yes, this is the action items there. Okay, good, cool.
That's it.
That's done, and this saves a lot of time. This saves a lot of time. So that's a very clear case for us.
And where do you see Salesforce supporting you in this journey?
For me, definitely, I believe strongly that from the data point of view, I said to you at the very beginning, we're a very decentralized company. Of course, we have data silos everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We don't have that centralized customer view yet, but we would like to get there, to get this centralized customer mm-hmm. view and being able to engage more efficiently with our customers, being able to know more information, to have all this together and really to bring all to the same place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is like a big request from our markets that they would like to have more a centralized view to be able to plan their accounts better,
mm-hmm.
to bring not even only our internal data, also external data and structured data
mm-hmm.
to handle this, to be able, okay, we got our transactional data. There is like also social media data, news data, mm-hmm. you know, market data that we will want to bring it together and be able to take better decisions. For at the end of the day, it's about engage with our customers.
Mm-hmm.
So the clear example is like, okay, we want to get a recommendation for this customer. You need to increase price 10% or offer 5% discount. And we would like to know, understand, but why? But because their business is going well, or because they acquire a new company, that give us the reasoning behind. And this is something where we fully believe the strong collaboration we have with Salesforce will make a lot of sense to try to get there.
Juan, thank you so much for taking us on this incredible journey of transformation that Holcim is going through.
Thank you so much for being here today with us.
It is inspiring to hear how Salesforce and AI are driving meaningful transformations at Holcim.
We are excited to see what's next for Holcim and to hear more about maybe in another podcast.
I'm Stefan Lendi.
Vanessa Gentile.
Thank you for watching and thank you for tuning in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.